A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Nun Aleph, Sukkah 51a, pagination page 101. Topic that we will discuss today is the origin of the Shul Mechitza. So let's begin from five lines up from the bottom, in the middle of a Mishnah describing Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the special celebration that took place in the Beis HaMikdash during Sukkis. And the Mishnah told us, Umesaknin Shom Tikun Godol, and they made a very great rectification, a very good correction took place. And the Mishnah doesn't elaborate and tell us what it's referring to. You're supposed to know. Rashi tells us, Mefarish b'Gemara, the Gemara will explain what this tikkun was. Let's take a look on the Gemara, which is on Amud Beis, pagination 102. Counting up from the bottom, seven lines. In the middle of a line, you'll see a two dots. And the Gemara asks, "My tikkun gadol, what was this great fixing that the Mishnah is referring to?" Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar explained, "Ka'osa shashaninu." This is what we learned. When the Mishnah is being ambiguous about it, it's referring to this topic, chalaka haisa, that originally the area where the celebration took place had smooth walls, Barishona originally, v'kifua gizuz tira. But what they did was, they had protrusions coming out of the wall, they built these protrusions with bleachers, v'skinu, and they made a takana, this was the fixing, shiunoshim yoshvas milmaila v'anoshim milmata, that the women should be above in the bleachers, and the men should be on the bottom. The Gemara continues and tells us, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt, Barishona, originally the women were on the inside, the men were on the outside, Vayubayim Lidei Kalus Rosh, and it was a light-headed atmosphere, a social scene. Hiskinu, they made this rectification, Noshim Yoshvas Mibachutz, Vanoshim Mibifnim, that the women would be outside and the men inside, somehow the layout, that would work better. Vadayin Ayubon Lidei Kalus Rosh, it still didn't work. Hiskinu Shiyonoshim Yoshvas Melmaila Vanoshim Melmata, they figured it out. If you want to keep the genders separate in the Beis HaMikdash, where the entertainment was happening, and the women wanted to be able to see it, in order that the whole thing should work, this bleacher method was effective. The Gemara asks, Heichi Ovid Hachi, how could they possibly do such a thing in the Beis HaMikdash? And you have to realize that this wasn't just some rabbi deciding that it would be better to have a mechitza. This was going against the rules of the Beis HaMikdash. Voksiv, as the Pasuk tells us, Hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil. Everything that happened in the Beis HaMikdash in terms of its building had to be done by the words of a Navi, a prophet. Had to be direct communication from Hashem how to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Beis HaMikdash did not have these bleachers, then to introduce bleachers, you would have to have a very compelling reason that you could say, this is what Hashem wants me to do. It's got to be really compelling. Because otherwise, you're not allowed to just do things in the Beis HaMikdash. I know here in Shul, so I have coined an expression when people want to advocate for change. So at least for the first year being here, my expression has been, is there precedent for what you're suggesting? And is it compelling? In other words, have we ever done such a thing here in Shul in the past 30 years? And is it a compelling thing that you're advocating for change? I'm not saying that if you had one without the other that we wouldn't do it, but these are important questions to ask when you're dealing with an establishment of significance. What the Gemara over here is saying is that the Beis HaMikdash was an establishment of significance. They didn't just build the Beis HaMikdash the way they wanted. It was all done through prophecy. And therefore, you would have to have perhaps this expression, precedent and compelling, in order to create these bleacher-like mechitzas. So the Gemara answers that there is precedent and compelling in this case, which caused them to do it. Amar Rav, Rav explained, Kara Ashkechu V'Dorush. They're based on a pasuk in Navi. On to the next page. V'Safta Ha'aretz Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad. The Navi, in describing the hesped from Mashiach ben Yosef, which according to the tradition in the Navi, is a great Jewish personality who might be killed preceding the times of Mashiach ben David. So there will be great mourning upon his loss. The families will mourn him. And the pasuk describes it as Mishpachas beis David levad uneshayem levad. The family of the house of David alone, and its women alone. In other words, the groups, as described there in the pasuk, each group is described as the group, referring to the men, and their wives separately, using the word levad, using the word separated. Amru, so they looked at this pasuk in Zechariah, describing the proper eulogy setting, the proper funeral setting of Mashiach ben Yosef, and they said, Havalo Dvorim Kal Vachomer. It's an assured reasoning. Mala Osid Lavosh Oskin Behesped. In the future, there's a description here that they're involved in a eulogy. It's a time of sadness. Ve'en Yetzahara Sholeit Bohem. And there's no significant Yetzahara ruling them, no evil inclination. Firstly, it's a eulogy, it's a sad time, and secondly, they're moving into the times of Mashiach ben David. Omra Torah, nevertheless, we're told, Anashim Levad, V'Nashim Levad, the men have to be separate from the women. Achshav, now, Asukim B'Simcha, it's a happy time, it's a joyous time, we're making a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Yitzhara Sholeit Bohem, and the Yitzhara is present, and people are vulnerable. We are human. Alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, we have to have this separation implemented. And Chazal saw it as, in our expression, precedent and compelling. The precedent is actually a precedent from the future. The Zechariah statement is talking about a prophecy into the future, but it's precedent. It's on the books. This is the way the Navi describes the eulogy, that they're sitting separately. And compelling, Chazal assessed it as compelling, and therefore they felt justified in adjusting the way the Beis HaMikdash was in order to accommodate the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the joy that they were introducing into the Beis HaMikdash complex, so that it should be done in a way that would maintain the dignity necessary. As a practical matter, what clearly is learned from this passage is the halacha that in a shul, we definitely require a mechitza. Other extrapolations are somewhat dependent on social norms in a specific Jewish community. We have, to be perfectly open, some solid from Jewish communities, depending on which men, women we're talking about socializing. The expression of one Rav was, please let them socialize. I hope he was talking about singles. He was talking about singles, and he said, I hope that they might come out with some good shidduchim as a result. And you have other very distinctive Jewish communities who view proper decorum totally differently, and except for specific cases of libo gaspa, specific cases where it's normal for men, women to relate, siblings, cousins perhaps, certain very practical applications, but otherwise the general open social scene, they frown on mixing of men and women, young men and young women, etc. So again, their level of extrapolation of this Gemara in terms of separation is more far-reaching. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.